Tony, this is a question that the Eagles players hear a lot. How do you explain the team being 3-5 where you are now with the type of personnel you have on that roster?
Well, I think, you know, games come down to a few plays here or there, and we've, you know, there have been obviously a few frustrating moments with a few feet deciding, you know, a few different games, whether it's a missed field goal, a hand just going out of bounds, or, you know, things like that that, you know, can determine the football game. And, you know, I've said it for a while, the team continues to work really hard, and we're continuing to figure out the things we need to do to be better. And, you know, I think our team is, you know, doing those things, but it's time to win.
Tony, you've had some issues this year with interceptions and turnovers. What's this year been like for you? How have you dealt with that criticism?
Well, I think you go back and look at each one individually, and you determine why each one takes place. And I think you look at some, and in each case, it's you know, there are certain reasons as to why, and we need to improve. I need to do better, and you know, you can look at them and understand what it takes to be better. And I think our football team understands the little things that are separating us right now from getting over that hump, and we just need to do them better.
It seems like you and the Eagles have a similar situation where you move the ball well between the 20s, but trying to complete the deal when you get to the red zone, even before you get to the red zone, has been a difficult thing. Why has that been the case?
Just different styles to make fights each week, and I think, you know, in certain games we've done real well in the red zone. So I don't want to say it's been all year. Just last week, obviously, we didn't do a good enough job.
The players here hear questions about playing for Andy Reid's job. Do you guys similarly feel like you're playing for your head coach's job?
We're just trying to come out and have our best game this week and be as good as we can be. I know Philadelphia has to deal with all sort of different things that, you know, the media brings over there. And, you know, for us, it's just about finding a way to get a win over here.
Tony, both you guys and the Eagles are 3-5, and I guess that's probably you guys didn't figure you'd be at this. Neither team figured you'd be at this point, in the season. Like, how important do you see this game then?
I think it's very important. I think this is obviously a game where both teams need to play their best football, and you know, it's the time of the year that people are going to separate themselves, and I think obviously. It's time for us to go out and play our best game.
What about for you individually? How would you evaluate the season you've had so far?
It's all about winning and losing. You know, when you play quarterback in the NFL, you know, the rest of it just doesn't matter. So you just look at it from a team perspective, and we just have to continue to get better and do the little things to give us a chance to win.
In studying the Eagles' defense, what are opposing quarterbacks or opposing offenses doing to keep the Eagles from getting the sack totals they've had in the past?
Well, I mean, it's different each game. It's not as if there's one glaring thing. I think when you look at it, the Eagles provide a great challenge with their defensive front, with the guys in the back end. I mean, they're really a collection of really some great individually talented guys, and I think, you know, we have to be prepared for the stuff that they like to do. You know, I mean, some of the stuff to neutralize them, you got to throw some, you know, some screens to the wide receivers and things like that to kind of neutralize their front. And, you know, you just have to get yourself in a position to get yourself going up and down the field. And, you know, you have to run the ball well.
Des Bryant is one of the most physically gifted players in the NFL, not just receivers, players in the NFL. Is there any reason, you know, maybe why he hasn't completely put it together just yet?
Well, he's continuing to grow and get better every week and really every year that goes by. And I think, you know, Des will be the first one to tell you he's always trying to get better and wishes he could do everything right on every play, but so does everybody else. You know, I think that's – he's just coming into his own with you know, his abilities and what he can end up becoming. And I think he's continuing to grow and taking the right approach.
How far are you guys from really – I guess, playing a more consistent game, especially on the offensive end? It seemed like, and I guess on a similar team to the Eagles, it seemed like you're maybe one or two games away from putting everything together.
Yeah, I don't know if you can pinpoint games-wise. I just think, you know, like with us last week, we got stopped on a third and short, you know, short yardage. It either extends your drive and gives you points or it doesn't. You know, we had a couple drops on third downs that stop your drive, and I think when you look at it closely, sometimes the game comes down to that. You know, that's the difficult part you know, when you look back, it's just the game comes down to a play or two that either extend drives and you can win or don't. And I think, you know, it takes everybody. It takes special teams, it takes defense, and it takes offense. And our team is trying to narrow the gap for what the little things are that are causing us not to get over the hump.
In watching Philly on tape this week, what has stood out to you, whether, you know, good or bad?
Well, I mean, honestly, there's a lot more good when you look at it. I know, you know, I'm not watching their offensive side of the ball, obviously, so I'm not sure what's going on as far as scoring the game, but they look, you know, physical. They look like they're getting to the ball. They look like they rush the quarterback well. It looks like they make it hard to throw. If anything, it looks like teams every once in a while run it okay, and that gives teams a chance, I think. I don't see a lot of quarterbacks having a very good game against these guys. It's a very difficult game to play against because of the way they rush the passer and the way that they're committed to that. So, you know, knowing that, you have to do other things.
Is Todd Bowles a guy you knew well when he was in Dallas?
Yeah, we knew Todd here. Todd was a great coach and did a lot of good things, and the players really liked him here.
Do you think he has any insight on you or you on him that could help on Sunday?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's either way, just because we've changed so much since he was here. And, you know, at the same time, it wasn't his defense when he was here. So I think it's a little bit both.
Tony, what does the Cowboys-Eagle rivalry mean to you?
I think it's a good rivalry. I think, you know, all the teams in the NFC East, if you look at it, you know, I know Washington was in the playoffs a few years back. I don't know, 7-ish, around there. But I think that what you look at is that all four teams always consistently have a good enough team to make a run. And whoever can battle it out and come out of the NFC East has a shot to win the Super Bowl. And you know that with Philly, you know that with New York, you know, and Washington's obviously continued to get better and better, and they're going to be a player here for a while. So I just think, you know, you just have to find a way to grind out some wins in the NFC East and give yourself a chance.